Welcome back to Breakthrough Entertainment here on KPHX 1480 AM. You're listening to Breakthrough Entertainment's Christmas Tree Lighting pre-show. We're going to be out at the Outlets at Anthem Christmas Tree Lighting this evening, having a great time with all of our guests that we've had on today, including the ASU Pitchforks and Just Seconds Apart, Maggie Rose. We'll even try to track down JoJo, who's evading us on today's show, but we'll get her tonight.
And she's quite in demand, let me say.
And so is Kelly Clarkson, of course. Kelly Clarkson.
Who?
Kelly Clarkson.
Is that what you said the first time?
It sounded like Cody Clarkson.
Yeah. Well, she won't be fine. She'll be found under some tree, just not the Outlets at Anthem Christmas tree. Mm-hmm. We have some other exciting stuff. Trisha just got back into town.
Yes.
You know Santa Claus is coming to town too.
Oh, I know Santa's coming to town. I've been a very, very good girl because I have a long Christmas list.
I really try to be on the naughty list. I try every year to be naughty, and I'm always on the nice list. So
what?
Really,
you're into coal?
No, I'm into something else. But that's Fifty Shades of Grey.
No, you want to be in? Well, right, yeah, but you can be on. That's not on Santa's naughty list.
Oh, Santa approves.
That's got to be on somebody else's naughty list to get that.
Okay, well, I'll keep working on that. But you were not being very naughty. You felt very relaxed or something, weren't you?
Well, I have to tell you, I am very, very excited because today marks our first of many segments to come, and it is Trisha's Spa Spotlight. And I say it that way because spa,
it should be spotlight.
Exactly. Well, no, it's the spa spotlight because I want to make a spotlight on these wonderful spas. So not all the spas that I have gone to will rank to be able to be on the show.
Uh-oh.
Because I will only do those spas that I can highly, highly recommend to others that I've had a wonderful experience at. And as you know, we were in Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
And so the first spa on the spa spotlight is going to be the spa at the Mirage.
Excellent.
It's been known to be to have the Kardashians and some of these other people. So I was kind of like, I don't know. It might be all hoity-toity or whatever. But I will tell you, I enjoyed my time at the spa at the Mirage so very much. It's a smaller spa. It is right there on the strip. But it is still relevant despite having been renovated, a few years ago. But it's beautiful. It's a wonderful spa. I'm going to hit a few of the highlights of my time there. I got a couple of interviews. And like I said, first of many spa spotlights to come. So, of course, they have the requisite gym for fitness. But as you walk out of the gym, you find yourself in this beautiful atrium-like setting, which is the atrium. It's called the Birch Garden. It's birch trees in the middle of a hotel on the strip. It's birch trees, decreased lighting. It's up lighting, so it's just beautiful. You can sit in the chairs, relax. You can meditate. You can hang out. There's fountains going, so you hear the water. It's just absolutely beautiful. Then you go into your separate spa facilities. I participated in a couple of different things that they had. My spa treatment that I had was a blueberry body scrub and mask,
mm-hmm.
and a wrap that was wonderful, reinvigorating, smelled fantastic. I probably could have licked it off myself. It smelled so good.
I've never had a wrap, but the closest I've had was a Mick wrap.
I need to get a wrap. Yes. They use this beautiful blend of it smelled like blackberry. It was so yummy. Anyway, but they put that on your skin, and then they use the it has a little bit of a grit to kind of polish you, and then they wrap you up. Mm-hmm. And let it soak in. Your skin is so soft and silky afterwards, and it also helps to invigorate you. It was wonderful. We were there all week. So last Saturday, I was not here.
Mm-hmm.
However, I did dolphin yoga. Something they have special there at the Mirage is dolphin yoga. They have the secret garden.
But dolphins don't have arms and legs.
That's right. But there is a special area down under the secret garden where there is a room. That is where dolphin yoga takes place. It's only available on the weekends, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, early in the morning at 8 o'clock before the secret garden opens. The dolphins are excited to see you. They're right there at the window checking you out, doing your yoga. I didn't do much yoga. Granted, I'm not very good at yoga anyway. I'm not very flexible, but I had so much fun watching the dolphins. Incredible. And it's only $50 and you get entire time at the spa is available to you. You can spend the rest of the day at the spa if you do the dolphin yoga in the morning. Fantastic. They have poolside yoga, of course, too, for those people who are into yoga at the poolside. I like that this was private. It was just the people there and the dolphins. And the dolphins were laughing, but not as much as a person would be. Anyway, but they have some other really incredible things that are going on. I did do an interview with one of their head therapists, Janine, that I would like to go ahead and play for our audience so that they can know about something that I found very interesting. And welcome back to Breakthrough Entertainment. This is Trisha, and I'm here with Janine. She's a lead therapist here at the spa at the Mirage. We're going to be speaking about a couple of nice things that they have here that they offer that I haven't found anywhere else on the strip so far. Hi, Janine. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
Excellent. Okay, well, I did just experience the dolphin yoga on Saturday, which I found extremely interesting. I think the dolphins enjoyed watching us perform for them for once. But you are here on the massage side of things. Mm-hmm. So I'd like to talk to you about a couple of things. The first thing that I found very interesting on your menu was the chakra balancing. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, the chakra treatment, we've had it on the menu for a little under 2 years, I believe. It's an 80-minute treatment. It is chakra. Usually when people think chakra, they think energy treatment, so there's not much touch. But this is actually using aromatherapy oils and crystals to incorporate into this 80-minute treatment, working on the 7 different chakras. So there's a little bit of massage, maybe 20 minutes of it is massage, but the rest is balancing your chakra points. It's a really relaxing treatment and a lot of smell and aromatherapy during the treatment.
And each one of those things, the crystals and the aromas, are all targeting a particular one of the chakras?
Correct. So each chakra has different oils and a crystal that affect it. So there's 7 different crystals, and then each aromatherapy oil we use has several different aromatherapies that help with the chakra points. So it's very relaxing, very nice treatment.
Excellent. And I understand that what you concentrate on is opening the chakras, because once you open all the chakras, then you're automatically in balance?
Correct. So the chakra points are kind of like spirals. And so if their energy flows, so if they get blocked, then, you know, you start to have, you know, problems. Like, you say your third chakra, it's your emotions. So, you know, you start to feel depressed or start to feel nervous or jealous. And so if you clear your energy paths, you kind of just release, you know, all that you hold on to. So, and if they get blocked for too long, they can start affecting your organs that associate with that chakra point as well. So it could potentially in the long run be, you know, a health issue. But so this is more just balancing them out and getting the flow, the energy flow back.
Excellent. Yeah. So the energy affects the emotional and the physical.
And the physical aspects of everything. Yep.
Excellent. Yeah. So how do you know where to concentrate your treatments for a certain person?
Well, when they come in, we ask them to drink a lot of water, because water, we do what's called muscle testing. Water affects that. So if they are drinking a lot of water, then your muscles aren't dehydrated, and they'll give us a positive, you know, a correct reading. So before we start the treatment, we do muscle testing to determine what chakras are weak. And the treatment, we focus on all of them, but if you have weak ones, you know, you kind of just spend a little extra time on the weak ones.
Wow, excellent. And when you do muscle testing, what does that entail?
It's really not hard at all. It's just it's kind of just like a lever system with we use your arms. So it's kind of what your body knows, and it just gives it a positive sign or a like a weaker sign. So.
Wow, very interesting. Yeah. I'd only heard about questionnaires for finding out about your chakras.
Yeah, but no, this one's actually hands-on. So, yeah.
Excellent. So how has this been received since you introduced it about 2 years ago?
I think it's been pretty positive. I think a lot of people look at it a little hesitant. You know, I want a massage if I go to a spa. I don't want you to just focus on certain points. And I think the more curious people like it, and at the end, they all love it. So if we could just get out the word that it's, you know, a super relaxing treatment, then I think it would be received much, like, more.
Excellent, excellent. Well, I sure appreciate you discussing that with
no
me.
Problem.
Okay. Now, you also have, just along with your regular menu of the Swedish massage and the deep tissue massage, you mentioned a couple of other things you have that you can have as additions onto those, but then you mentioned something called You Tailor It or a tailored massage?
Tailor It, yep. A tailored massage, it comes in either 80-minute or 100-minute treatment, and that's when we incorporate everything. It's fabulous. You get aromatherapy, hot stone, deep tissue, Swedish, whatever. You know, if you want deep tissue on your back, but you don't really like it on your legs, or if you like stones on your feet, and you don't really like them the rest of your body, it's your massage. You call what we use, where we use it, and it's great.
So that would be for someone who definitely knows their massage and knows what they like.
Exactly, yeah. Someone who knows, yep, I want stones here and I want deep tissue here.
Excellent. Well, I sure appreciate you meeting with me, and I have had a wonderful time here at the Mirage.
Great.
You guys have such an awesome group of people. No matter what shift, what day, everyone has a happy smile on their face, and I will definitely be back.
Thank you. Thanks for coming.
Fantastic. Great, Tricia.
Oh, I will tell you, and this is not just for women. They have a barbershop. Dave was treated to a hot lather straight razor shave in the barbershop, but he hated it when they covered up his face with the hot towels, because this place is like a bachelor pad.
Oh.
It's got the big book of boobs. It's got pictures of the Rat Pack on the walls. It is like an old-fashioned barbershop, definitely a male experience on that part. They have a lot of wonderful facials that are just for men. They do everything from trimming, a trim up, or to a double two-directional full head shave. Wonderful things that they have there for the men as well. So okay, so they do that. They have a full service salon as well, and just lots of things that I will like to direct all of our listeners, if they're interested in more information, to double check all the pictures of the spa as well as a lot of what they have to offer. And after the break, we're going to have an interview with the spa director, Nicole Halverson.
Excellent. All right. Well, let's get to that break. One of my favorite songs from New River is by Susie Bogus. We're going to two-step around the Christmas tree tonight at the Outlets at Anthem Christmas Tree. We're going to rumble there between Anthem and New River. But, of course, two-step around the Christmas tree here on Breakthrough Entertainment here on KPHX 1480 AM. Live from Phoenix.
Woo!
We'll be right back.
Yeehaw!
There's a jolly man in a bright red suit. Did you ever see a Santa in cowboy boots? Whirling across the floor, spurs a-jingling merrily. As they sing those carols soft and low, we'll all be shouting out, Cotton Eye Joe! Roll back the rug so we can two-step round the Christmas tree. Wait beneath the mistletoe. A western girl can't be still in a silent night.